Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Pretty big week. We're coming up on April 1st, which, if you don't know, is the deadline for the budget in New York. And one of the issues in the budget is the statute of limitations on child sex abuse. It's a major issue. You had a story about an upstate woman who's been inspired by the movie Three Billboards in that regard.
Kat Sullivan, who was raped as a student at Emma Willard in Troy, New York, she reached a settlement with the school, but the teacher she accused and who an investigation by the school found was credible in terms of having done the rape, he never got arrested. He was never charged. The school wrote recommendations allowing him to go elsewhere to teach. Kat Sullivan used some of the settlement money that she got from Emma Willard to put a billboard in New York near the school in Connecticut where he taught after he left Emma Willard, and in Springfield, Massachusetts, where he is now, basically calling him out, not by name, but also calling for passage of the Child Victims Act, which would extend the statute of limitations on child sex abuse crimes.
Newly launched gubernatorial candidate, Democrat Cynthia Nixon, expected to be in Albany today to talk about fair education, equity in education in New York State. But you have an interesting story in your column today about the governor and keeping it cool when it comes to the challenger, Nixon.
He's known to have a hair trigger temper and sometimes can go nuclear in his responses or even snarky when dealing with the media about issues. A lot of people think that even with Nixon taking it directly to the governor, and she's showing she's not going to be shy about doing that, both on policy and personality, the governor's got to keep his cool, that they think that the only thing that can hurt him in the primary is the governor himself and how he handles these situations. And they're basically telling him, just focus on your record and ignore the rest that she throws at you.
You have an exclusive in the paper today. It has to do with Attorney General Schneiderman shutting down a telescam company. And you also have someone who's going to be running against him.
Yeah, a man named Manny Alejandro, not really well known in political circles. He's a corporate lawyer down in New York City. The only one so far who's come forward who the Republicans and the conservatives are considering. He says that he wants to focus on political corruption, and he says he wants to help the president in terms of following our laws, and that would include immigration laws. And when I asked him, does that mean dealing with ICE and helping find illegal immigrants, he said yes.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. For these and more stories today, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.